Well, hi. I should say good morning, or good evening, or good afternoon, or good middle of the night to you. Anyway, I'm glad to call so I can tell you what you already know. And what's that? God is good. I was leaving the office a few days ago, and a man approached me on the sidewalk, and it was not long before he made that statement, "God is good, Pastor." But we've heard it said, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I like that. But sometimes, when we are down instead of up, it's really hard to live or expect or accept that statement as true. My friend, it is in times such as that that we must hang on to that statement. Because God is good. He's awesome. And to think that He's conscious of you holding this receiver, that's also awesome, huh? Like, how can we describe the awesomeness of God? I once read of six blind men that were in front of an elephant, and they were told to touch the elephant and give a description. Now, they were not told it was an elephant. They just said, "You have an object in front of you. You touch it and tell me what you think it is." Well, each touched a different part. To one man, the elephant was like a tree. To another, like a wall. To a third, like a fan. That was the ear. A fourth, like a snake. And a fifth, like a spear. To the sixth, like a rope. Well, obviously, my friend, it all depended upon what part of the elephant they touched. Whether the leg, side, ear, trunk, tusk, or tail. Well, the article concluded that all were right, but each were wrong. I like that. So, in the discussion of God, how great He is, how good He is, how majestic He is, you know, it takes all aspects of God to get a complete picture of Him. Still, in each aspect of the total, let's call it personality of God, we can be touched at our point of need, and that's what I hope happens to you right now. Deuteronomy 10:17 for you, my friend. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that this person holding the receiver would have a new concept of how great you are in their life. And I ask in the name of Jesus that this listener shift into your greatness amid perhaps a very difficult situation that they might be going through, and touch them at their point of need. Lord Jesus, amen. Well, I'm glad you called. After the signal, you can speak to me if you like. Goodbye.